Thorpe, this is your station. FM 107.5, the local station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Yabba Yabba. Today we'll be talking about bullying. So, many people ask the question, what is bullying? And there is no exact definition, but I have tried to summarise multiple articles I have read onto what is my belief of bullying, which is an ongoing, repeated or misuse of power to cause the intention of deliberate harm, psychological harm to another individual. There is no logical reason why someone bullies. 1 in 5 young adults and adults experience bullying, even in the workplace or in general. There are 4 different types of bullying. There is cyberbullying, which is online, physical, which is where you're touching them, verbal is spoken, and social is bullying over social media or excluding them within social life, like friendship groups and that. There is multiple forms that bullying may take place. It could be someone mocking someone, like if someone says, oh, what's such and such is like this, and they're just like repeatedly copying them all the time. They could be saying hurtful things like they're a loser, they're not worth it, or they're other things. You could be calling someone a name on purpose, like you could be calling them klutzy on purpose because they're a massive klutz, but you may not think that's offending them, but they might be. You could be ignoring them, so you go up and you say, hi, how are you, and all that, and they just walk away. You could be leaving them out of sports or events, so you're organising something, but you don't include them. Or you can be encouraging others to do so. You can be encouraging others to stop being a bystander instead participating within the bullying. You could be spreading unpleasant jokes or nasty stories about them, saying, oh, they got this or they got that. You could be shoving or tripping them or deliberately making them fall over. You could be physically punching them, stealing or damaging their belongings, like iPads, phones. Like, you could deliberately take their bag and just chuck it across the playground. So many of us don't know what the signs are, but bullying can be categorised into 4 categories. They are emotional and behavioural signs, which is changes in sleeping, eating, frequent outbursts or tears or angers, mood swings, feels ill in the morning, they're withdrawn, they become aggressive and unreasonable. They just close themselves off from the world and just don't want to be in it because this bullying is really horrible. They could continually start targeting their siblings, so if you have siblings or anything, you could be targeting your closest support network because you don't know how to deal with this. Instead, you just take your anger out on everyone. Or you're continuously losing money because it keeps getting stolen. Or you go even further than stealing, like losing your money. You could be stealing from shops, dealerships, anywhere. The physical signs are like they have unexplained cuts, bruises, scratches, everything. They come home with missing or damaged belongings in clothing. They're constantly hungry because sometimes bullies target them and they dack them or they take their food or anything. Some of the signs that if you go to school, they don't want to go to school. Like you just lie in bed each morning and you fake sick to get out of it. They may change their route to school. So say you walk past the shopping centre and you keep getting bullied, so you don't walk past the shopping centre. Or they target you at the back gates, so you don't want to go to the back gates. Or you just don't want to walk at all. You don't want to go on the bus or the train or a tram. You don't want to catch public transport because they may catch it. They may feel like they're targeted on that in close spaces. Or their school grades may begin to fail because if you get bullied repeatedly, you may just want to give up. Which I know that is worst case scenario, but you shouldn't give up if you get bullied. You should stand there tall, proud, and just go, yeah,
I'm better than them. But some people may not have the ability to do that, so they just close themselves off. Some of the other signs include, they can include often alone and excluded from either groups at your workplace, in the community, or in the school, if you're in school. They could be a frequent target. So everyone's ganging up on you, and you have no way of letting it out. So you just close yourself off because you can't deal with it. You're unable to speak up, or you're very insecure or frightened. Like, I was very insecure once, which is hard to believe some days, I say. But you need to speak up, because speaking up is the most powerful way to stand up to a bully, or just ignoring them as well, because that is powerful as well. Because if you ignore them and don't retaliate, which I know sometimes it is very hard, but if you don't retaliate in that, they might leave you alone. So how to stand up? Here are some helpful steps to help you stand up. So you ignore them. If they mimic you or you do anything that, you just turn around, walk the other way, and just think of a funny thing you would like to do to them, but you don't. You could tell them to stop, like, hey, such and such, I don't really appreciate you bullying me, I'd like you to stop. But that may not work. And if it does not work, you don't go slash their tires or steal their park or mess up the desk or spread nasty gossip about them. You just think of the day where you'll be better than them one day, because sometimes in life, the bullies will always be the less bigger person. You find a good bunch to stick with, like whether they're your friends, work colleagues, your support network, use that, because your support network is the powerfulest network that would get you through the bullying. You can tell someone you trust is being bullied, whether that's your parent, your boss, your family. If you're at school, you could tell a teacher. You could tell anyone about it. And most importantly, report and block it. Because if you report the bullying, if there's multiple bullies and you report it, social media will take their account off. Or if you report it to your boss or your teacher or anyone, they may lose their job or something, because there's specific laws that are designed to protect everyone with bullying. And if you block them, once you block, you don't unblock. They stay out. So, what are the effects of someone being bullied? Bullying effects may include alone and helpless, so they feel like they're in a close little house with the door completely shut and no sunlight coming in. They feel like they're alone and they don't exist. They may feel unsafe and afraid, or they may be guilty and often blaming themselves for bullying, like, yeah, I deserve this, I did nothing wrong and I deserve this. They may be negative, talking themselves down, which is the least thing we can do when we get bullied. They may be stressed, anxious, depressed, sad, or just generally down. So we are going to have a song as well, because I am running out of breath. It's called Speak Up by Tom Curran and Sarah Storer.
She was sitting on the bus on the way to school. They were making fun of her. Life can be so cruel. She was staring out the window, wishing she was home, when someone spoke up and said, hey, leave her alone. Good on ya.
Well, he was feeling down, right out of luck. He'd done his best and told that he wasn't good enough. He was going nowhere, way beyond the blue, till a mate cheered him up somehow and he pulled him through.
You gotta speak up.
gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes. She was breaking inside with hurts a heart to mend. Sitting by herself, she needed a friend.
And when someone came on over, they talked for a while. A light flicked on, her eyes lit up, and she raised a smile.
You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes. You gotta stand up, even if your world breaks. Be there for one another, we're all in this together. You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes.
Family and friends, you gotta hug a little tighter. You can make a difference, make the world a little brighter.
Speak up, even if your voice shakes. Stand up, even if your world breaks. You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes. You gotta stand up, even if your world breaks. Be there for one another, we're all in this together. You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes.
Come on.
You gotta stand.
That was Sarah Stroza and Tom Kernel with Speak Up. So now we're going to talk, if you're getting bullied, how can you help someone? So you can help someone that is being bullied by becoming an upstander instead of a bystander. You could jump in and go, hey, I don't think what you're doing is all right. Or if the bully bullies them and then walk away, you go up and go, hey, how are you feeling? How can I help you today? Like, are you okay? Most importantly, let them know that you're there for them and you're not just there for whenever the bully just comes around and does it. You're there no matter what. Support them. Like, go, hey, I know some great organisations and support centres that will be able to help you if you're being bullied. Tell them, I know, like, these times, they may feel like they're like, nobody's here for you or nobody loves you, but you're there for them and their family may be there for them and their workmates may be there for them. Let them know everyone's there for them and they are loved. Let them know they are tough, strong. Bullying does not just define you as you're the poor little victim. Let them know they can beat this. So next thing, where can I get support from? There are many organisations and support centres that would love to help if you are being bullied. You got a trusted adult, whether that's your parents, teachers, work colleagues, anyone you trust. You got your GP, you got a psychologist. If it's getting really bad, go see a psychologist because they may be able to help stretch out the problems. You got Headspace, which is here in Orange. You got Kids Helpline, which is the free helpline for anyone 12 to 24. You got the police, if it's really, really bad and escalates out of nobody's control, you can involve them because they will enforce the laws, the legal regulations and everything. You got your parents. You got eSafety, which is the Australian government's website where you can report cyberbullying. You got the National Centre Against Bullying and you got Lifeline.
So if anyone is struggling, I would recommend seeking help from an organisation I mentioned or another one. There is tons of thousands. And that is it for the bullying segment that I have been doing today.